There's been a major discovery in the world of animal intelligence. According to a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, bottlenose dolphins can recognize themselves in a mirror. It used to be thought that primates were the only animals smart enough to do that, but that was before researchers at the New York Aquarium stuck a shiny reflective surface on the side of one of their pools. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who put that big black X on my fin? Bottlenose dolphins aren't supposed to be able to think like that, but when dolphin expert Diana Reese marked some of them up and stuck a mirror at the end of a pool recently, she noticed a lot of serious self-examination.
Look at these exaggerated motions. We do not see this in the absence of being marked in this position. You can actually see the animal's reflection in the mirror. We saw a very interesting case where the animal starts backing away and spins. We call this a horizontal spin. He's now moving away from the mirror, which theoretically allows him to see his entire body. And we saw this behavior we've never seen before. In 20 years, I've never seen a dolphin do this.
Reese showed some of her favorite dolphin videos to a crowd of reporters gathered at the Wildlife Conservation Society's New York Aquarium today. The video seemed to make it clear that dolphins are fully capable of mirror self-recognition, or MSR. Animal intelligence experts used to think big-brained, highly social primates were the only ones with MSR skills, in part because they are also closely related.
So we have humans, we have the common chimp, we have pygmy chimps, gorillas, and orangutans.
But Reese says she's long wondered whether dolphins belonged in this group too. After humans, they're the ones with the largest brain size relative to body size.
A second thing is that they have very large and complex brains. So we have this highly gregarious, large-brained creature that also has already shown a number of fascinating higher cognitive capabilities that are comparable with what we see in chimpanzee societies.
Reese says chimpanzees were shown to practice MSR in the early 1970s when researchers knocked a bunch of them out and drew big X's on their foreheads. When the chimps woke up and looked in mirrors, they always touched the mark with their hands. But how to run this test on dolphins? After all, they have no hands. Reese says the dolphins ended up solving this problem by making their self-recognition skills obvious, which means that all of them checked out their markings no matter where they were, and none of them mistook themselves for someone else. Dogs and cats can't do that, Reese says. Neither can a one-year-old child. What these findings say about the way a dolphin's mind works is not clear, to say the least. For instance, Reese says she has no idea whether mirror self-recognition skills do dolphins any good at all in the wild. In fact, it's possible they never even use them. This study is also raising a lot of eyebrows in the neurological community, where it's long been assumed that the frontal lobes of the big brains of primates are the only home of self-awareness. But Lori Marino, a neurologist from Emory University who also worked on this study, says dolphins don't even have frontal lobes, which raises what she calls a cosmic question.
Why would two groups of animals separated by tens of millions of years of independent evolution in radically different environments and characterized by different trends in brain features possess the same extremely rare ability?
Reese says she's already started looking for mirror recognition skills in beluga whales and sea lions. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.